Hello, I'm Natalie Glasson from the Omna Sanctuary. This week's channeled message is from Master Gotoumi, and it's entitled How to Receive. Greetings, beloved light beacons on the earth. I am Master Gotoumi. It is an honor to be in your presence today, and I wish to support you in recognizing, embodying, and experiencing fulfillment within your being, your reality, and your spiritual growth. I wish to support you in creating what you wish to experience for yourself and for the earth. I wish to guide you so that you may feel more connected to yourself, to those around you, the earth, and the Creator. Now, there is a very special technique, an understanding that I wish to share with you. It is not necessarily something that will blow your mind. It is most likely that you already understand and are aware of what I will share with you. However, I wish to bring it into your awareness. I encourage you to focus in a certain way now because of the ascension energies flowing at this time from the Creator. In order to experience fulfillment, connection, and being more grounded in your being, your reality and your dreams, there is a need to focus upon receiving. Now, it is very easy to say to yourself that you are open to receive, that you're willing to receive all of the gifts that the Creator wishes to share with you. You're willing to receive gift after gift. You're willing to receive riches and plenty, abundance and prosperity. You are there waiting, ready, and willing to receive. However, it may be that you are not experiencing fulfillment in your reality, or the manifestation of your dreams, or the advancement of your spiritual growth. Even gaining assistance from yourself and others in your reality might be challenging. Often within your being, there is an energy that is resistant to receiving. And this energy that resists receiving from the Creator can be found in every being on the earth and even the inner planes. I will share that there is still some resistance even within ascended masters. So let us be aware that resistance to receiving is natural. Every being holds an element of this resistance, and it acts as a doorway to connection with yourself and the Creator. So, if within your being there is a resistance to receiving, How do you overcome this? Because you may not even be aware that you don't really want to receive all that the Creator wishes to share with you. I, Master Kutumi, first invite you to contemplate when someone gives you a gift or shares something with you. How do you feel? What is your first reaction? What are your first thoughts? Do you feel happy? Are you willing to receive? Do you feel supported, loved? Does a part of you say that it isn't what you wanted? Maybe you feel awkward or uneasy and uncomfortable. Maybe you even throw the gift away. When you begin to acknowledge how you feel when you receive a gift, you can also acknowledge how you feel when you do not receive. When you ask the Creator or someone in your reality for something or to do something for you, how do you feel when it doesn't manifest? What is your first reaction? By acknowledging this, you begin to recognize the energies of resistance within your being. And this offers you an insight into beliefs and energies that you're holding on to that are acting as blocks to you receiving. Now, I wish to share an activity with you. And you may feel that this might be a childish activity. But sometimes there is a need to access that inner innocence, that joy, that childlike nature, in order to soften the energies and open your being to receive. I, Master Kutumi, invite you to sit peacefully, or you may stand, whatever feels appropriate. Imagine or call forth the Creator to shower you in light blessings. Blessings made of light. Imagine a downpour of blessings made of light that are flowing over and through you. Now you can either imagine this or you can physically achieve the next part. I, Master Kutumi, invite you to catch each blessing in your hand. As it flows over and through your being. To say thank you. I readily receive, or I openly receive. And place it into your heart space. Now, you may need to use your imagination. Think of it as a game. You may need to imagine presents falling from the sky. Or you may be able to sense the energy flowing. You may find yourself imagining it, or you may physically find yourself running around the room trying to catch the blessings of the Creator. Catching them, holding them in your hand, saying thank you. with such gratitude. I openly receive, or I readily receive, and then placing them in your heart space. When you've completed the process, when it feels complete, sit for a few moments, place your hands upon your heart space, and feel, sense, or acknowledge all that you've received, all that light, those blessings, like those good wishes, the connection with the Creator, everything that is within your being, and let it flood into all aspects of your body and your being. And feel yourself opening, expanding to receive even more. And you might even feel yourself receiving. It is that moment where you expand, where you're ready to receive, that is most important. Because in that state of being, anything and everything is possible. You can place an intention of what you wish to receive. You can ask to connect with a guide, ask to receive wisdom. In that moment, anything and everything is possible. There is only a need to ask. And to remain in that expansive space, knowing that you are receiving. Now, emotions, limitations, beliefs might come up. Observe them, acknowledge them, thank them, and breathe them away. The more you can enter into this space of expansive openness and receiving, knowing that you are safe, that you are protected, that this is a natural state for you, the more it will become a habit and it will naturally and automatically occur. Because of past experiences, many people do not remember how to constantly exist in a space of receiving because it feels too exposed. And they are used to cradling, protecting their own energy, withdrawing, contracting their own energy inside. And this causes the resistance to receiving. It is like trying to receive something when you cannot open your hands or extend your arms to receive it. And so there is a need to enter back into this natural way of being, where you are constantly in an expansive, safe space of receiving. And then receiving becomes very natural. You create an intention and you receive. There is a power, there is a flow to it. I hope that my words and my understanding have served you today. I am Master Katumi. I thank you. Thank you everyone for being present with me today. I hope you enjoyed the channeling from Master Katumi. Definitely some things to think about and to practice that expansive, receiving way of being. It felt very beautiful, very freeing as well. So enjoy your week with Master Gotoumi and the energy of receiving, embodying that energy. I'll see you next week. Thank you. Bye.